I think that it has to have damaged anti-bullying sector. It has to have undermined the work that they do, the important work that's done in the sector. And the whole work that I have done is working with individuals and organisations to create a safe environment where they can raise their concerns.
Right.
So as a preventative approach, and part of that is the assurance of confidentiality. One of the main reasons people don't raise their concerns early before they've escalated into formal grievances, ill health, high absence, is because they're afraid of victimisation or reprisal.